how do we ensure customer accessibility in a multi-channel world? This is such an exciting season of development as contact centers become increasingly important to their organizations and the economy and to the customers they're serving. And as hubs of communication, they're vital to understanding and serving diverse customers and capturing intelligence and harnessing voice of the customer, all those things. But to meet their potential, they've got to account for and corral and manage all of these ways we have to interact with our customers. And that begins with accessibility and some in the trenches planning to go along with that. All interactions must ultimately be categorized and those that must be handled as they occur and those that must be or that can be deferred until later are really parsed out. So we plan and we get this right on the operations side. Service level is the objective that's tried and true in centers worldwide for contacts that must be handled as they occur. So inbound phone calls are the most common example. Interactions that include chat, click-to-talk, time-sensitive social interactions, walk-in customers if your organization has retail locations. Some are handling video calls and will increasingly do so in the future. All of these kinds of interactions need to be handled as they occur. So service level is a specific expression. X percent of all contacts answered in Y seconds, or 90% of calls answered within 20 seconds, 80% of chat responded to within 30 seconds, whatever your objectives are there. Most contact centers are also responsible for contacts that belong in a second category, those that don't have to be handled right away. So examples include email messages, many types of outbound calls if we need to contact our customer for this or that reason, interactions through social channels that can be deferred, postal mail, customer voicemail. All of these interactions allow a larger window of time and more flexibility in terms of when the center can respond. And response time is the related objective for contacts that don't have to be handled right away. And it's expressed as 100% response within some number of days or hours or minutes. So we're going to handle all of our customer email within 24 hours. That would be a common example. Differentiating between service level and response time is essential because base staff and other resources vary for these two categories. This is where the blocking and tackling, some of the heavy lifting planning comes in. Service level is used in situations with randomly arriving traffic and requires Erlang C or computer simulation for determining staff requirements. Response time contacts can be held for later processing, and they can rely on traditional units of output sort of methods for staff planning, commonly used in any part of the organization. You know, over an accounting, we've got this many returns to go through in this amount of time. It's a very common type of planning. Most contact types are easy to categorize. Inbound calls, that's easy. It's service level. Email, pretty easy. It's usually response time. You can usually wait. An exception might be a customer who sends an email and says, your homepage's been hijacked. We'd want to jump on that right away. But for the most part, we can put email off if we need to for at least some amount of time. What about the new types of interactions, social interactions? And it really depends. If a customer tweets that their power's out, that probably should be handled sooner rather than later. On the other hand, if someone posts an involved question about how to use one of your software programs or mobile apps, maybe it could be deferred. It often can. And you'd put together an appropriate FAQ document and post it, something that you might even get help from a community of users that you have. So how do you know the difference? Start by thinking through the factors that drive your customer's tolerance. What are their expectations and motivation? Put yourself in their shoes. Where are they? Stranded at an airport? Is it a longer-term thing where they're really trying to acquire a deeper understanding of a software program or functionality? It doesn't have to happen right away, but some courtesy in getting responses out to them within 24 hours. Do your best to put yourself in their situation and what's in line with their needs and your brand. And once you categorize then all of these interactions, you've got a chance to really get your arms around this work and get the right people in place at the right time doing the right thing. That is a differentiator in today's environment. Too many organizations just aren't managing all of these different kinds of interactions very well. Those who do, from a customer perspective, it's a transparent, easy to do business. It's almost a cliche, but you are easy to reach, easy to do business with. It's a differentiator. So plan this work for the types of work it is and build it into your operation, and you're going to see a really positive response from your customers.